Okay, it is the last hour of the week, and we're heading into, hopefully, a nice weekend weather-wise, and certainly we're going to get more high pressure Tuesday, Wednesday, leaving the rest of the next week even nicer than it is today, believe it or not. Isn't that all good to look forward to?
Yes, indeed. 100% agree, yeah. Great to look forward to it. Yeah, we're just chatting in the kitchen about the great weather and how fantastic the sun is.
Do you like the hotter weather, Fionnuala?
Well, I do. No, I do love the sun now, I have to say. But I just find it hard because, you know, I have a selection of clothing that I would normally wear in the sun, which I would not expose to any human being.
Why
that
not?
I actually know.
Why?
Oh, because there would be a significant amount of flesh involved.
Yeah, but I wonder why. No, I mean, not even
specifically. Everybody has their holiday clothes that you wouldn't necessarily wear. You know, like, I've got shorts now. I wouldn't wear shorts in this country in a million
years. It's funny, isn't it?
But when you go away, you don't know.
You mean anywhere in the country?
Yeah, no.
Or do you mean Donegal and Galway?
No, anywhere in the country, sure you would know. You meet people everywhere you go. It's hard enough to go to
you do, abroad yeah. Meet, meet people everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go, there are people.
Wise.
People that you know. Yeah. You end up bumping into people that you know, like you actually know.
Yeah. I was going to talk about Mobland because you've been watching it and we know that you don't like funny Irish accents. And we're in a situation whereby we have an Irish man doing an Irish accent because normally it'd be the Americanized version of it. It's supposed to be a brilliant show, but the accent caveat is it's bad.
Oh, God. I mean, the only thing I can compare this to is, was it Far Away Home or something like
Far
that?
Far and Away with Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise should have gotten an Oscar for his Irish accent in that movie.
Right.
A good Oscar.
In comparison.
Oh,
right. Oh.
I was going to say.
I was wondering.
Well, what about Brad Pitt's in that film with Harrison Ford?
An Oscar.
Compared to.
In comparison to Brad Pitt and Helen Mirren. And this is set, from what I can gather, just based on the lifestyle. You know, they've never actually said the timeline or whatever. But in present day. And it's beyond shocking.
Let's see if I can get a sample of it now. I've only got trailers.
I don't know. It comes up on anybody's feed, and you're just and usually at the bottom.
Let's see if we hear him in the trailer.
You're bound to.
Here we go.
Family man, and if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray. Red Harrigan, family man, and if you cross my family. Well, you'd better pray.
So it probably is a great show. The speculation is that he might have based it off the Healy Rays.
Oh, God, no. No.
Well, that's what he said, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least one of the Healy Rays claimed that he used it. No, I'm not saying he did it well, but that seems to have been his inspiration.
Well, I don't...
Is it so distracting that you couldn't enjoy it?
Oh, God, yeah, it's very difficult. Like, in fairness, it is... The show itself is actually, if you like that kind of Moblandy stuff, you know what I mean? It's about this family and they're over in the UK and then, you know, the way they're kind of a bit ganglandy and there's the two sons. I mean, the cast is amazing. You've got this is what drew me to. You've got Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, Tom Hardy, our own Paddy Considine, who manages to do his accent perfectly well. Joanne Froggatt, who was in a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know her name, but she was in Downton and that kind of thing, and people would recognize her face. So, like, there's a brilliant cast that's in it, and he kind of would draw you to it. And then, out of a sudden, then you've got Pierce Brosnan, and he said, you know,
but he's Irish.
I don't understand where Pierce Brosnan, like.
But he's doing an accent that's not native to his own Irish accent. I mean,
no, I know.
That's the problem. Like,
he's
I mean,
a long
you can
time
have an Irish
gone
actor
from his own accent,
still,
and I appreciate
as unforgivable as it is, yeah. An American trying to do an Irish accent,
yeah.
When an Irish person gets the Irish accent so wrong, it does land harder, I think.
But yeah, it lands harder for us.
And plus, it's like they're really wealthy, and they've obviously lived in London or in England a long, long time, and they have an accent which is going back to. The himself and Helen Mirren have accents now that go back to like that old kind of like what used to be
century.
Like a traveller kind of a, you know, what used to be kind of associated
the cliche.
With
the
being
cliche.
Like, yeah. And wrongly associated.
No,
with,
I know what you're
you know what
about.
I mean? Oh, as yeah, you say, yeah, like yeah. The Brad Pitt, like the whatever, like the Brad Pitt did at that time, like as in, you know, that I'm not sure what county these people are supposed to be from. it's very difficult to listen to that part of it. And like, you know, and then they're, you know, threatening people and all this kind of thing in this bizarre Irish accent.
The funny thing with accents is that, you know, lots of people have accents and lots of people don't have accents. Like, I couldn't pin you down, Michael, or I couldn't pin you down, Fionnuala, and certainly people can't pin me down, and if they do, they pin me down in the wrong place. So, you know, I mean, you couldn't really tell you where Caroline is from or where Shannon's from. Maybe you could, but you know what I mean?
I don't know why.
Just looking around me and I'm thinking, who's got an accent where you could say, oh, it'd be Gary Begum?
Yeah, I don't understand why it was necessary to do it in this. You know what I mean? I haven't yet come across the storyline in which it was necessary to be. Oh, not very now, because it kind of popped up and I was like, what the heck
but
is this?
But he ain't going to all of a start speaking with
it. It drops once a week, so there are only like six episodes into it.
If you watch an American program where people are English, like, the English probably feel the same. Mm. Do you know, if you watch the new Bridget Jones Diary and everybody speaks like this and, you know, it doesn't matter if you're
picked a BBC
black, white,
kind of
Asian, you know, everyone has this stereotypical, oh, hello, accent. Yeah. So I suppose it's
geographical, it's where you're from. Yeah, you're like, oh, you're getting, yeah.
I agree.
Like,
Helen Mirren is English and she must know an awful lot of Irish people. Pierce Brosnan is Irish. I don't know where he thinks.
Yeah, but maybe the director's going, no, we need more Irish. We need more Irish.
I know, but if I was Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan, there are two small words that I would use back to him. The second one is.
There you go.
And even, like, I don't know how Paddy Considine... Inish Paddy Considine is like the... he's kind of the son...
Well, hold on your second. We seem to have a difference of an opinion.
Oh!
Hey! Yes. This is what we want.
And it's not Pierce. So let's listen to Pierce's accent again, just a little bit here.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
A listener says, I think Fionnuala's wrong there. I think his accent is first class and funny. But I don't think it's supposed to be funny, is it?
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Okay. Mobland is Tom Hardy. He steals the show. So you have to get past the accent and enjoy Tom in it.
Yes, and even Paddy Considine is brilliant in it. Paddy Considine is trying to be the kind of son that's pulling them out of the kind of gang sort of, you know, the way and that kind of thing in it. And every time I see him in it, he's rolling his eyes about something they do. And I feel it's not even for the murders they're committing, but more the accent. He's like, God, why? But it is, now, as I said, if you can get over the accent, it is a good show. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? And I know an awful lot of people love that kind of kin, you know what I mean? Love, hate, that kind of thing. Mm. Like, it's definitely, you know, it's the family. It's all about the, you know, the brothers and their kids and everybody getting involved in it. And they're you know, one's trying to stop.
Who
a gang
is behind
war
it? Is it an American show? Is it a Sky show? Is it HBO?
It's on Prime now. So I'm assuming
it's an Amazon
Prime
show. Okay.
Yeah,
it's an Amazon show.
It's Amazon.
Just wondering where the money was. Okay.
Sorry, I was PFLing something. Had you stopped speaking?
No, that's all right. I was PFLing accents here. So I'm not telling people to stay away from it. Some people, as that listener, might find it funny and be able to survive it. It's just when they start talking to each other, you're just like, oh God, come on, Pierce.
Maybe after a few episodes, seriously, maybe after
you
a few
episodes.
You get used to it, I think.
Maybe others will.
But you have to understand that there's this consistency here, Michael, in that Fionnuala has often had concerns about accents in films and TV. So this has not come out of the blue. She has form in this regard.
She has form, yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm watching another show.
Where they have accents.
It's on the thing, which is Alibi on iJack Wright, which I have to say I recommend to people if they're it's not as good as Succession, and I've only watched a few of them, but everybody's raving about it. But it does have that Succession kind of a feel about it.
What's it called?
iJack Wright. It's on Alibi, and it's about the grandfather dies and his will. And then suddenly there's suspicions.
Oh, okay.
There's suspicions about his death, but it's kind of done almost mockumentary.
Right.
As in they interview them and it's further in time and they're kind of looking back.
Back on it.
You know that kind of way. But there's a great cast in it, but there's one of the actresses in it and she kind of has like a whispery voice.
Yes.
And again, drives me cracked. I don't know why it is. I just have a thing about.
There's a very narrow spectrum there where you like voices. It's just like has to be down the corridor.
She's a really good actress, but it is worth it. Trevor Eve is in it, and there's a lot of good cast.
Have you thought about using mute and just putting on the subtitles?
I know. I'll have to think about it. But it is very good if people
irk. There's things that irk us about stuff.
I know. It is terrible.
We shall. The Night Agent season 2.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
The Night Agent 1. The season 1 was a good show.
Yes, it was.
I'm disadvantaged in I can remember bits of it. I don't remember the storyline.
And you haven't seen season 2?
No, I haven't. Okay. But go ahead.
So, as I understand it, season 1 was based on a novel, a 2019 novel by Matthew Quirk. I don't believe there is any more novels. So I think what's happened now is the show has gone on with new material. Mm. But it's in good hands because Sean Ryan is the guy behind this show. He's the creator for television. Sean Ryan started on Angel many years ago. And his biggest show was, which I loved, was The Shield, which was about corrupt cops. And that ran like 6-7 seasons. And
good
it was
show,
an excellent
Shield.
Show, yeah. Since then, he's kept very busy with shows like SWAT, which I have not Thank seen. You. I know, Fionnuala, you've said it's not that good a show. I remember I was sort of enthused one time.
David Brands is in it from Angel, and I kind of
There's a connection. Okay, yeah, so that's connected. Okay.
It's a I don't know if he was in it at the beginning, series, which is what brought me to. It's very. It's a procedural
kind of show, and it's run now. I know.
Sorry,
it's been.
I've watched The Night Agent. I thought this was
Sorry,
you go on.
Yeah.
What's that film with the English actor? He works in a hotel somewhere. The Porter?
John Wick.
No, the
Porter Hotel.
No, the hotel inspector, the hotel.
I thought that's what this was about. Sorry, Night Agent. No, yes, I have seen this. Sorry.
Oh, the Night Manager.
I thought it was the Night Manager. I have watched season 2.
Season 2. Well, season 2 then extends the storyline. Sean Ryan, who has done other shows like SWAT, and he's also The Unit, Lie to Me, loads of things. So basically, he's for season 2. It's obvious that he's seen 24.
Yes,
it's obvious.
Yeah.
So he's borrowing heavily from the playbook of 24. I don't have a problem with that because I can recognize what he's doing, and it is like, my God, 25 years since 24 started.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, but so you have a very similar situation to any for people who've seen 24. You've got an agent, and as the season progresses, I'm now one episode from the end of the season. You've got a situation where, of course, he's the only one knows what needs to be done, and does that mean that he has to go off book? Even so much that his own people are after him. Well, you know, that kind of thing seems to happen a lot to secret agents and espionage agents.
Yeah. Or there's someone that needs them to operate outside of them.
To go outside. So he has to. So basically, you have a situation where it's about chemical weaponry and some bad guys are. They set off to prove a point that the Americans were developing these things in secret. And the best way they feel to prove this is to steal the weapon and do very bad things with it. I'm going to keep it very vague. You don't need to know too much about the plot. You just need to know there are bad guys and there are guns and there are shootouts. And what I love about this show, and again, some of the plot mechanics I've seen before, but it does have a very good cast. And I really thought the characters were very well written. Even the bad guys, the show takes time to get under the skin of why certain characters have done certain things. So we'll say the protector for the main bad guy, we get into his story and his sister, who was the victim of a hit and run and has left her using a wheelchair, and he has done the things that he's done to get money to look after his sister. So it takes time to humanise the villains, and I think that pays dividends. Mm. But by and large, it's got a straightforward plot that you've probably seen before. It's got okay action sequences. I'm trying not to compare it to Reacher, because Reacher has much better action sequences.
Well, but it has certainly the most recent series.
Yeah.
I think
this was huge. Season 2.
But what I don't understand about it is, because I thought it was fine for this kind of stuff, but on Rotten Tomatoes, 85% of critics liked it, and it's normally the other way around. 37% from fans, you know,
that's
just
crazy,
regular people.
It?
And that's with over 500 views. Now, I'm not sure it's been cancelled. I don't think there's anything woke in it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about it.
But I'm surprised by that.
It was Netflix's sixth most viewed series within a month of airing. So for Netflix, it is a massive hit.
Yeah.
Massive hit.
I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah, I think that I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm enjoying season 2. I thought the first couple episodes were a bit ropey. So I was like, they can't really. But by the episode 5, 6, 7, up to 8, 9, I'm like, oh yeah, I really want to find out. With these kind of shows, sometimes like, who's going to die? Yeah. You're like, who's going to die horribly? And the episode I watched last night, one of the characters died. horribly because there's chemical weapons. And I was like, oh God, that's his fate. Okay. So now we've got to see who else survives. And I have, it's very entertaining and I'm excited to finish
it
this weekend.
A lot of people reviewing it, regular people said that they didn't care who died. That
oh, fair enough.
They didn't really care about the characters. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that resonates with you.
Well, I do care about them. So the character that was killed off last night, I had got invested in his arc. But I can see how maybe it mightn't get under the skin of some viewers. Yeah, I can see that. But it works for me. It definitely works for me. Okay. It's in my wheelhouse. I kind of like these kind of shows. Like, I like a good straightforward action-y show.
If you went straight to the reviews, you wouldn't watch this. And I don't think that's because it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I think often if you watch all the reviews, they're comparing season two to season one. But, you know, as soon as you take, it's like Designated Survivor. Once you sort of step outside of the initial premise, you have to go somewhere else, don't you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's an issue with this. They've had to run with it because the initial premise was very strong. He was a nobody
agent.
A room answering phone. And they've had to expand. I mean, you can't do that forever. He has to become a more straightforward agent. I'd probably give it like a 7-8 kind of ratio, which is fine. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
It's perfectly, perfectly.
Yeah, and you're kind of in the same
way. You just chew through it. Yeah. You know, I don't really remember how it ended. I couldn't watch it again. I would remember, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't live with me long.
Would you watch, here's the last question, would you watch a season three if it comes out in 18 months?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, particularly in wintertime, you can block these things off and get through them very quickly. All right, we'll be back with more with Michael and Fionnuala after these. It's the last hour of the week, so we're talking all things frivolous. With Michael Leddy and Fionnuala.
Frivolous is my middle name.
Exactly.
I actually take my TV watching very seriously.
You shouldn't. I would suggest, and we'll have more from you in a moment. We have Bernard Deveny, director of the drama comedy Bisha. Good morning to you, Bernard. How are you keeping?
Good morning, all. Yeah, I'm keeping well. Thank you very much.
Very good. Talk to me about Bisha.
Well, Bisha is a play that we're going to be showing tonight in Anagra in Scabola Football. It involves, there's 9 actors in it, and the duration is about 45 minutes or so.
And the storyline, Bernard?
The storyline, well, I don't want to give too much away, but it's a comedy.
I trust you. You directing it. Come on, Bernard.
Well, it's a comedy based on a ward in a hospital where an individual gets getting knocked down by a car, but he's fine. But he has this idea that he would like to put in a claim, a false claim to get some money, but he ends up with nothing. So that's basically, in a nutshell, and a lot of things happen in between, like as this is going on.
And there's some great people involved, and people will see them on the stage tonight, Bernard.
There are a lot of them that have been on TV before, and the likes of, you know, TG Carr shows, the likes of CU Byrne, Barney Bunyan, FFC, you know, actors that have been, that are well established, you know. So, yeah, I'm delighted that they've come on board to do this play.
Yeah, indeed. And it was written by... Who wrote this play, sorry? And how long is it... Is this its first performance, Bernard?
No, this actual play was written by Neil McCafferty, who plays John Joe in Ross na Ruin.
Right.
Now, he wrote this play about a long time ago, but I seen it years ago and I asked him if I could... have the lend of it. He says, of course, no problem at all. He says, but you probably will have to modernise it a wee bit because it's been something like 20-odd years since it was done. So, yeah, so I took the play and got the actors and, you know, just tweaked it a wee bit here and there where it needs to be modernised a wee bit for today's age, you know.
All right.
So, yeah, and I asked him would he take part in it and he was more than happy to take part in the play as well, so, which I'm delighted about.
God, he trusts you, doesn't he? Not only is he allowing you to use his work, modernise it and be directed by you, so he's got a lot of faith in you, and why not, Bernard? It sounds like it's going to be a great show. It's in the People's Barn in Anagri this evening. Doors at 7:30 and it's only a tenner to get in. Where else would you get it?
Exactly. That's that. And I mean, like, we're kind of trying to establish the place that we're holding this play. It's Scrabble the Football. It's a new place, and you know, this might be, hopefully will be the start of more things to come. You know, in the sense of plays and stuff like that, and maybe, you know, develop it more so that we can have, you know, the likes of classes for kids and stuff like that through drama and all that. So hopefully this is the beginning of something good, hopefully.
Well, keep us involved in the journey if we can help at all, Bernard. Thank you so very much and best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Slán.
Thank you.
Slán Maginwai. That's Bernard Devenny. That show is tonight in the People's Barn in Annagry. Doors open 7:30. Tickets are just a tenner, and it's not a big, long sit either, but some fantastic actors in it and some few famous faces that you would have seen. Right, Thunderbolts, you've both seen this, Asterix.
Yes. Asterix.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but let's just work
that Asterix is important.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to go first? Will I go first? So this is the new Marvel film. I've seen it three times this week, Greg.
Okay.
That's the end of my review. You don't need to hear any more from me. This is about a team of misfits that come together in a time of crisis. It's easily one of the very best Marvel films. And I've been told I say that a lot, but I do mean it this time. There's a lot of layers to this. It's been extremely well received. It's got 88% from critics, 94% from audiences. It's about people who are dealing with different issues of mental health. The people who made this show are coming from very acclaimed projects. The director comes from a TV series I've not seen, but I've heard a lot about, called Beef, about a road rage incident. It was one of the big shows of the last couple of years. It got a lot of awards. And one of the writers is the writer and co-producer of The Bear, which is a show very dear to my heart. It's one of the best TV shows. In fact, I always give it 10 out of 10. I just love The Bear. I think it's an exceptional show about the place, the restaurant in Chicago. So the caliber of the people making this film, those two people are new to Marvel, although it's now been announced the director of this film is basically the director. Now, it's not signed, but he's going to direct the first new X-Men movie of Marvel Studios. So he's definitely going to be around with Marvel for a while. The co-writer of this has written a lot of Marvel projects, including Black Widow, which this is basically a sequel to. And there's not a lot for me to say beyond that. It's about a team of misfits. But what's different about this team is they're all villains, or at least they do villainous things in secret. They're like people who work for Julia Louis-Dreyfus's character. Florence Pugh is fantastic in this. Lewis Pullman, the son of Bill Pullman, is fantastic in this. But Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I adore from Seinfeld and Veep, two shows that I not only love but rewatch a lot. I'm rewatching Veep again at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is incredible. She does a lot of heavy lifting in this film. I mean, it's real dramatic stuff. I just love her so much. And I love seeing her do this kind of work. And I was watching her on Jimmy Kimmel, and she seems to love this, and she'll be around for a while in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
she said
there's
herself
a lot of big names.
Big
in
names
it.
In this. David Harbour is excellent as well. They're really strong cast.
Just over 2 hours. It's not a long sit either.
No, it's not.
If you take out the long introductions and
the last thing I'll say about this, and then I'll hand over to you, is there've been two Marvel films so far this year. Last year we only had one Marvel film, so this year we're having more. The one we had about 6 weeks ago was Captain America, and it was a much leaner, much more straightforward action film. It's a very different type of film. Hand on my heart, I probably prefer Captain America because it's a straightforward action-y thing. It's almost like the Night Agent. It's mm-hmm. in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. This isn't like that, but I do recognise that it's a much, much, much better film. You know, it does have action, but there's a lot of heart, I think, in this film.
All right. Okay, and Fanula, is that what you want from your Marvel shows?
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's a great question,
What I liked about it was, and I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, but I'm in it for the for the whole thing. I've never really read a comic book in my life, but I really like the kind of bigness of these movies. You know, the way when you see like an Iron Man, or you see, I mean, one of the best
real
movies.
Cinema films.
Oh my God. And like one of the best movies ever made is Thor Ragnarok. Mm. It's just
agreed.
Amazing.
Completely agree.
Yeah, everybody should see Thor Ragnarok. It's just amazing.
It's a fantastic film. Yeah.
Story and everything in it. But anyway,
I'm smiling even thinking of it. It's some of the stuff.
Just, it's funny. It has everything in it. But this is, for the last couple of years, as Mike said, they didn't really have many, not many movies last year, but what they've done is they've done the TV shows.
Yes.
And it's like they've been moving from one, you know, they do these universe things that they say and they kind of have times that they're doing. This is finally, to me anyways, I feel like this is finally the start of the culmination of all of those different TV programs and things that they've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. And it finally looks like it's going to start paying off back
Agreed.
Into new yep. big movies and stuff yep. like that again, which is really what I like. Some of the TV programs are brilliant. Some of them I felt were a bit hit and miss.
Secret Invasion was not good.
Some of them were kind of good, were great. But with this, you can kind of jump into the universe now if you want to with this. If you had to have any context with it, but I think you could nearly start off without it.
You could.
It would be that you might watch Black Widow or something like that as the one before, because Florence Pugh is kind of the main central character in this.
Yes,
and
she
that's
is
where
big
she
time.
Originated
it's her
from.
Story,
as
yeah.
Michael said, all of these people showed up in previous movies or the previous TV programs that they've done as the...
villains,
bad
yeah.
bad guys, or but bad guys with the background. Whereas now, what they're yeah. doing is they're
like
kind
one of them was
mouth.
The villain in the second Ant-Man film way yeah. back in 2018. Like, and she was
but,
the main
but
villain.
More with the stories, you yeah. know, the way with some of the ones before, people were just kind of villainous. Whereas now, they've kind of given them a bit more background as to how they ended up in the situation that they're in. But
and there's and so a redemption arc thing
there's
going
a bit more
on.
Depth.
Big redemption arc. Can
yeah,
these characters?
More depth
it's like Angel. Remember Angel, of course. Yeah. The big thing about Angel, this TV show, I love Angel, was the redemption arc. Yeah. Can he be redemed? Can he, you know, redeem himself for what
but
he's
I
done?
Think, that's why I think a lot of people who may not necessarily like the comic book movies might like this a bit more, because it's not just the blowing up stuff.
Okay, is it the new Avengers then? Is that what they're doing here?
Well, it's heading in that direction, I would say, yeah. that at least either some or part
Thunderbolts
over.
Is not the name. It's that's why there's an asterisk. There's a like, yeah. there's like a reveal at the end.
I think over the next, like as Michael said, the Fantastic Four movie is supposed to come out.
But
supposed to be
6 weeks.
One.
6 weeks time.
Yeah, there's supposed to be
they're
another.
Supposed
one.
To be making these films constantly. It's like
just
oh, yeah.
all they the take
time.
Forever yeah. to make sure. Huh? They take yeah. years to make. Them.
But there's only one last year, so we have four this year. I think we have another one in November yeah. as well. Yeah.
Right. So, when so all come Fanula, together. Your rating of Thunderbolts asterisk.
Yeah, I really liked it. I have to say, I think I'd give it an 8 or a 9. It definitely was in my top
9 or 10 for me. I mean, I've seen it. I may go tonight to see it a fourth time. I just love it. I really love it.
I wouldn't go that crack.
I was listening to the soundtrack walking up the hill.
But I do think if you are,
I would love to care about anything.
You always say
as
that.
Much as
I
that.
Think
I know. I mean family. money, car.
Breathing in and
I'm
out.
I'm on about breathing. Existence.
I know. But I look, if anybody is looking to drag you to it, this, you know, the way if you have a Marvel person who says, oh, come, and you're always saying, oh, God,
if
do I have to.
If you don't have a Marvel person, I'm available over tonight.
Rent a Marvel. It's
this is
rent
the one.
Rent a Marvel
pal. This is a good one to start you off on, and then you then call us and we'll talk you through the last 23
Brilliant
movies.
Stuff. Well, listen, if you're looking for a big film that's got broad appeal, both Michael and Fanula rating it extremely highly, it has to be said. It's Thunderbolts and it's a cinema, and it sounds like it's a proper popcorn and drink film on the big screen with all
we
the
We really
sound
enjoyed it. We just we had
stuff.
Fun. We had fun talking about it afterwards.
Lovely. Back with more from you guys after these. All right. So you can listen to Jimmy Stafford blow smoke up the backside of Carragot tomorrow from 12. And we're also linking in to the motor show down at the ATU. And then, of course, we have tomorrow evening full match commentary, the build up to Donegal versus Armagh in the Ulster final. I just don't know which way it's going to go. We all know which way we'd like it to go, but it's just going to be one of those games. And hopefully Jimmy finds a way. Are Donegal going to be Armagh? Let me know. 086 60 25,000. So as I say, we've got Jimmy in Carrigart tomorrow as well. And we'll be linking in, I believe, to the motor show. We are, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We are, yeah. Okay. I just didn't get any documentation. Yep. What else is on? Well, good luck to all at Tata. They're taking part in the sleep out tonight, much appreciated from all at St. Columb's Kills Hostel. They're raising funds, awareness for St. Columb Kills Hostel, and I believe then the Tata crew are going to go on and take part in Darkness Into Light. Get the Donegal flags out, folks. Good luck to our ladies and men on Saturday. Hup Donegal, that's right. The curtain raiser for that game is the ladies' game. I've my flags out, so I can actually read those messages out and not feel bad. A charity night organised by Musical Memories Choir in Greencastle tonight. It's a native Greencastle Community Centre and the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. The event is in the Greencastle Community Centre at 7:30pm. Tickets are currently available from the post office in Mobile in Greencastle, and the last remaining tickets will be available on the door, €10 a ticket. Acts on the night will be by Charles James and the Rise. Fantastic. Patsy Kavanagh, writer of Home to Donegal, Musical Memories Choir, Inishon Gateway Singers, Mobile Community College Choir, and Michaela Harkin, Glow Cheer 2025 contestant. It's such a privilege to be able to sit here and promote these great events that are taking place around the place. And Highland Radio will be broadcasting live links between 10 and 12 tomorrow with Rory Farrell on Rewind from the Letterkenny Motor Show. There'll be interviews with some of the local dealers discussing the new models of cars on show tomorrow. The weather's to be good, so why not look for a new car at, someone's written here, look for a new cat at the Letterkenny Motor Show. I presume it's cars. Family Fun Day from 10 o'clock to 4pm tomorrow. Did you write this?
Yep.
Well, why would I be looking out for cats at the motor show? Yeah, you're sacked. You're sacked.
Two for one.
Do
I
have the authority? Can I sack her?
I'll
re-employ you in 10 minutes. my local Super Value and Bella Buffet have tickets on sale from 12 to 8. 12 today for the match tomorrow. You have to go into store to purchase them. Might help some people looking for Donegal tickets. That sounds good. And I've had a personal request, and I talked about this a little earlier on, but this is one I can't refuse. If anyone has two adults and a child seated ticket for tomorrow night, if you could give me a call here at the station, it'd be very much appreciated. So it's two adults and one child ticket seated. Now, I know they're like hen's teeth, which presumably means hens don't have teeth.
That's right.
Do they not have teeth?
That's right. Yep.
Do they
Michael
suck,
grew up in
they
a farm.
Just suck stuff? Did you? Is that in Leitrim, was it?
What?
What farm did you grow up in?
I grew up on a farm in Leitrim, yeah.
In Leitrim, see, I knew that.
I knew that, yeah. I did.
In Kinloch, like, was it? Was it?
It's Kieran. Spears Brosnan is in the room. Oh, my God.
Is it
Begara?
Begara. We said Begara at the exact same time. Right, let me see.
Oh, one more thing on at
yes,
the weekend.
Yes, go ahead.
Michael's play is on at the
oh,
weekend.
Oh, yes.
His award-winning play.
I was
going to
save the best for last.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, I apologize.
Nicely done.
I apologize.
Yes, exactly. Yes, go ahead.
Cider Park is on tomorrow night.
Where is it on?
It's on in Greenall Theatre. Lovely. At 8:30, we pushed it back a little bit, obviously, because there's a clash with some big event that's happening that everyone's excited about. Yeah. But that's fine. We've had a show during the week. We were up in Gweedore at the start of the week, and we're down in Athlone. The reason the show has been brought back is we were asked, as the All Ireland winners of 2024,
sweet,
we were asked to go down for the three act drama festival. Which is in Athlone throughout the week, so it's kind of a thing that the winner of the one act gets brought down. So we brought it back for a couple of shows. We started on Wednesday. Second show is tomorrow night. Tickets are selling. Everybody's excited to see it again. And some people that missed it the first time for various reasons will get a chance to see it tomorrow night at 8:30.
Does everyone just get back into the zone straight away?
They did.
Like
they were really. I was wondering that too. We started rehearsals about a month ago. We met on one of the bank holiday Mondays. We have a lot of bank holiday Mondays this time of year.
Yeah. Well,
a
not,
lot of
let's
them.
Not, let's not.
I'm not complaining.
Let's not complain.
But I'm saying we have a lot of them. And we have more. So one of those bank holidays. And going to the lads are fantastic. I mean, these are accomplished actors, accomplished directors in their own right, whatever. So they came to the table and they were pretty much on. It took about a week, but yeah, they were really, really on point.
That's actually more effort than I expected.
And that's 6 months
that
on.
Sense,
you know what I mean? I remember.
I just thought it would be maybe one run through.
Yeah.
And then, but no, it just
oh, no,
goes
they,
to show
they
the
put
commitment.
The effort in.
It really
like, and
is
it, yeah,
a. It really is a heavy commitment getting involved in
oh
the
God.
Arts like
oh
that.
Oh, Lord, it really is, yeah.
Let us go to... we did Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
Running Point with Kate Hudson on Netflix, Fionnuala.
Oh, well, again, I just throw this out because it is a half-hour comedy. So
okay.
I'm always looking for my half-hour comedy.
Kate Hudson.
Like. Kate Hudson, who I've never seen her in this type of a thing before, is in this very nice comedy. It's on in Netflix. It definitely is going to get a second series. So again, another good tip.
Highly rated.
It really has been highly rated. Now, it has some great cast kind of dropping in and out of it. The basic story is that Kate Hudson's family own a basketball team. team in America, so it's a huge multi-million dollar organization. She's always kind of been shunted to one side. The brothers, you know, the father kind of felt the brothers were the ones to be running it and that kind of thing, and she was kind of pushed to one side as being, you know, pretty and nice and sort of sit in a corner, and then the opportunity comes for her to take over, and it's, so it has that kind of funniness of, you know, the errors that she makes as well as, but it actually has a lot of heart in that, and, it, and Kate Hudson is very good in it, and I'm always a bit, she kind of shows up in stuff rather than anchors things.
Is
you know
she
the way
a musician really primarily, no? No, not Kate Hudson. No, she's an actor. I'm confusing her with someone else.
Yeah, no, Kate Hudson is Goldie Hawn's daughter. You know, yeah.
She was a rom-com queen.
She was in
Glass
Onion and she was in that kind of thing. Yeah.
Rom-coms were, a lot of rom-coms, yeah.
Yeah.
She was good. I mean, I was never created.
She was fine in it.
I just didn't know she was doing a con. This actually sounds.
No, she's actually also a singer. Sorry. I actually just knew her as a singer.
Oh, really? I didn't even know she did the singing.
Did not know that?
No, Kate, I think she's pretty well known. I doubted myself there. Okay. But she is foremost an actress now, an actor.
Yes. Okay. Didn't know. It's like Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson is a very good singer. I like her albums, but a lot of people don't know that she's a singer.
I did not know that about Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
But this is definitely worth it if you're looking for something that's that kind of, you know,
what's
nice,
the name again?
Relaxed, Running Point.
Okay, that's actually my, of all the shows that people are recommending to me, and I'm blessed, I really am blessed, people recommend, but I actually think a comedy, is it a half hour?
Yep.
Okay. That may be something I'll, dive into. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Kate Hudson comedy, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a comedy, but it's kind of done, you know, there's no kind of like tinned laughter.
Yeah, it's not a laugh track thing, yeah.
It's a comedy drama kind of thing, like The Office, it's
one camera, it's not a multi-cam in front of it, it's not Big Bang Theory kind of.
No, it's not like that, no. Mm.
Mm. It sounds okay. Sounds worth checking out. And I like Kate Hudson.
That is on Netflix, and those little shows are handy to slot into your day.
Yes.
Especially, I think, when it's brighter later and the light's coming in and you don't feel you can see.
We've had that conversation. I'm like you. I'm the same. Yeah, I'm less inclined to.
I love a half hour even when you come home from work sometimes. Yeah. You know, you just want that kind of switch off for half an hour, get the brain back into.
Well, I find that really, you know, it's so bright and the weather's so good, you know, even Hudson's only 4. It's hard to get him down before 9. Like, he's very good.
Yeah, but
by the time you do, then it's 9:30 and even an hour and a long hour and a half film brings it up to 11.
I'm
sure my situation is similar to many others. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have much more coming from Michael and Fionnuala. Well, when I say much more, we've got our last quarter. That's coming up after we take this short break. Right. Okay. So that last show Fionnuala was talking about, a few people rang. And it was Running Point, a comedy on Netflix with Kate Hudson. Both Michael and Fionnuala have raved about the cinema show. It's on in the cinema at the moment. Thunderbolts, and Michael Leddy, a big fan of The Night Agent, season 2 available to stream now on Netflix. Don't go far as a podcast, Michael.
Ooh, yes, I love this story. This is a straightforward 45-minute RTE podcast, and I listened to it a while back, but it's a story that I kind of knew, and I would say the story that probably you guys would know as well. And it's just, it's like a real feel-good, enjoyable sort of, and apparently it's one of the most popular podcasts that RTE's documentary on one has ever done. In 1985, two young lads... one was 10. Yeah, you know this story. One was 10, one was 14. And they were streetwise kind of guys. The Keith Byrne is the guy who's featured in this show. He's interviewed reminiscing about this adventure. And they were streetwise young Dublin lads, you know, I mean, who would hop about. They were free during the summer days, going to the city. Bit of shoplifting here and there, you know, a bit of ducking and diving, hopping on the dart and, you know, getting quite adventurous and even heading over to England on the ferry and getting back all without their mother knowing. Just 10 and a 14-year-old. So on this particular day, anyway, they ran away. The dinner was in the evening. The mother says, "Don't go far." That's the name of the show. And they decided to just see where they could end up. And they wound up in New York City. And this is the story of how they went bit by bit and who they met along the way. Got to England, stayed overnight, happened to just get on an escalator, asked some fella, Mister, where is this? Well, heading to New York. They got through, these were different times, I'll tell you. They got through a lot of security points by just simply saying, "Oh, Mammy's coming with all the things." And they got to run on and they got to run on. And it's absolutely, it's lovely. It's an adorable story.
It's a real life adventure.
And you can't help but be captured. I'm surprised it hasn't been dramatised.
I know, I thought that as well.
I'm surprised it hasn't been dramatised. Like, that, there's a film in this. Mm. But Keith is the only one who's interviewed in this. He says himself that the two lads are no longer close and they don't refer to whatever. But Keith tells his story and you hear, and it's wonderfully produced. I mean, again, it's so evocative. It's amazing what you can do with radio.
Did anything come from it for him? You know, I mean, was this just a period, like a crazy adventure to lead on to other stuff?
No, basically it. By all accounts, he's just living
I'm instantly very fascinated as to why they're not close anymore. But anyway,
yeah, I know, yeah.
Maybe they just took
there
different
was a
paths.
4-year age, like, I don't know, and it's not really alluded to, so
yeah,
I don't know
what the story
is. But anyway, this is a charming 45-minute listen. I actually listened to it twice. One day when I was out walking, I had it on. I put it on again, and I had listened to it one evening at work.
It's not a series either. It's just a one-show.
Okay. And it's such a cool story, and you do kind of get caught up in the magic. You're like, wow. And they just walked through this desk, and they walked through this. And they only tripped up because in New York City, they went up to a policeman to look for directions into town. How do you get into town, mister? And that was the first, he was the first one who said,
mistake.
He was like, hold on a second, where did you come from, little boy?
Nothing.
Utterly charming, very amusing. And I think it speaks to the kid in all of us where you kind of think, wow, imagine doing that at 10 or 14, just going.
Well, wouldn't happen now. Nostalgic innocence to it.
There's
perfectly
described, nostalgic innocence. And again, why is this not being drawn? This is a film that you would see like a Christmas film or something, or you know, a film like two young lads heading off. It would be
a
hit.
A very good
but often
Christmas
maybe film. That these things come from the documentary because it's who knows about the story. And it just
you,
makes the
like,
right
I was not streetwise. I'm listening to these guys. We used to like be you. We
from a farm in Leitrim. Were you streetwise?
Were you streetwise? You were.
No,
you
I
totally.
Tell you what,
you totally were.
I was very country wise.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you know. Fishing, trees, hills.
Yes, I'd be the same,
boats,
yeah. Up in the air.
Anything like
these lads were.
If Tony came out to, I mean, like they would think I was Bear Grylls. But, you know. But conversely, if I went into town, I'd think, oh, there's too many people here. I don't like this. What do I do? Why are they all so cool? You know, why are they smoking?
Okay.
So no, I would have been country wise, but not street wise.
Yeah,
I don't.
But
think.
These lads were had no problem.
I
like
been friends with either.
But
of
I think
stealing
because
things.
We were
duty free was just like it was just like oh we.
But because
sell that.
We were so because we had so much freedom. And maybe that's because we were in the country. Well, because we had so much freedom, I'd imagine if we were raised in a city with the same attitude, I would have been street right wise.
Yes, if that I know what you mean. Sense. I totally yeah, agree with you.
Because I mean, like we, the freedom.
I never
we
thought
had
about that before.
Just
yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I had great freedom as well
like,
on
I'm
the farm.
From like
you
6
could go.
A.M. till
do what
no,
you want.
God,
yeah.
P.M.
Do what you want. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
I had the same.
No,
yeah,
and we'd be going fishing, as I mentioned, maybe out in boats or kayaks or whatever, and there'd be no. You know, don't do this and don't do that and make sure
none
you
of that,
don't do this
yeah.
and you don't do that. Now, we weren't, we were trustworthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a great sense of freedom.
Yeah. I'd jump
sure.
the river,
I think
go
it
up
might
the hill,
actually
yeah.
be called, it might actually be called neglect nowadays.
Yes.
It might, it pro, you know what
oh
I mean?
God,
it
probably
might
would
well be.
Be
called neglect.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, you'd leave in the
no,
morning.
No, but it was
and
freedom, yeah. You just
but
leave
it's the opposite
good.
Of neglect, actually. It's,
yeah.
It's just, it just made you so much happier.
And there was trust as well. There was just trust. And you, when you have trust as well, you carry that. It's not a burden, but you're aware yeah. of the fact that you're not going to, you know.
But also, too, in terms of engaging with strangers, there was no innocence. Like, you would know the rights and wrongs. And if there was a situation that, you know, you know, this is not really exactly perfect situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah. If you felt uncomfortable in things,
yes,
you knew
yeah, exactly.
when to get
so
out
wasn't
of it.
As if, you know, oh, it was a different world and you'd run up and jump on strangers' laps and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just all that was world wise and country wise.
Yes, country wise is a good way of putting it.
The Ray Motke Historical Society in Manor Cunningham will host a talk by journalist and broadcaster Mary Hart from RFO on Sunday, May 11th at 2:30 p.m. The talk's entitled A Journalist Working in the Troubles, where she'll reflect on her experiences working with the BBC Northern Ireland for almost 30 years, covering the Troubles and the transition through to the peace process. The venue for her talk is the Resource Centre, Main Street, Manor Cunningham, and everyone is welcome to come along, and there'll be tea and, there'll be tea and refreshments served afterwards. Now, Letterkenny University Hospital's annual Little Angels Interdenominational Service of Remembrance. In other words, it doesn't matter what religion you are or none. It's for everybody. It takes place in Letterkenny on Sunday the 11th of May. It's for families who have experienced the loss of a baby through miscarriage, stillbirth or neonatal death, as well as for those who have suffered the death of a much-loved child. The hospital management staff and chaplains have extended a warm welcome to everyone to attend and pay their respects on Sunday, May 11th at 3pm in Conwall and Leck Church of Ireland, Letterkenny. And it's one of those events whereby you have people that go every year. You have people that maybe had a recent loss and might attend. And then you've got people who've lost 5 or 10 years ago, and they might attend for the first time because it's the right time for them. The event's for you anyway, and it's for everybody. And it's a remembrance at to take place in Letterkenny on Sunday, the 11th of May. Right, other than continuously going to the cinema to watch the same film, have you any plans for the weekend? Other than your play as well?
The play tomorrow night will dominate Saturday. If I don't go to the cinema tonight, I may just watch a Starsky and Hutch and chill out and just be reminiscing.
What about you, Finola?
Oh, I have some visitors coming. Very nice. Yes.
Where are you going to take
my godchild and my niece? Oh, we're well. Hopefully, I have to book it.
I just presume
we're going down
the
tram.
We're going to go.
127 things planned for tomorrow. Kind of what you were telling me.
So we're going to everything. We're going to go bowling tonight. They're very excited to go bowling tonight, and then tomorrow we're
what
going.
What age are they now?
They're making their Holy Communion, so they're both 8 and 9.
Yeah, yeah, they're good fun age. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going bowling tonight, and then tomorrow my mother is obsessed with anything. Time the kids come up here, they have to go and walk with the alpacas.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going up to walk with the alpacas up in Malland. So yes. That'll be our morning tomorrow. And brilliant. Then they have to go to the mall. Apparently, Letterkenny Shopping Centre was described as being the mall by my 8-year-old niece.
Well, you see,
she needs to go to the
bed. That's just American programs. I've stopped correcting the trash in the sidewalk. I'm just like, okay, whatever. You know, at least
And then if the weather stays nice, we'll be in Glenveigh and Ards and all that.
One of my housemates who is a gamer and he's obviously mixing a lot, and he told me a few weeks ago the faucet upstairs was leaking.
The faucet. Right, okay.
Lord.
I know.
I would throw him out. just a little bit of paperwork. Shannon, you're rehired. Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael.
She was out there biting her nails. What's she going to do?
Week,
calling
Finola.
HR.
Yes, well, I've got grounds. Thank you very much indeed. And listeners, thank you so very much for being with us all week. And stay with us, of course. We've got fantastic programming throughout today, building up to going out with the guys. We've got great shows tomorrow. We've got the match tomorrow evening, and then the usual fare on a Sunday morning's brilliant radio here in Highland Radio. So enjoy your weekend. We'll be back with you Monday morning at 9 o'clock.